Today's Boys Golf at District Sports Report for Monday, May 18th, brought to you by Brinks Exteriors, roofing contractors that you can trust. We had several teams in action in postseason play on Monday. Coon Rapids Baird, along with Austin Rasmussen of Exagerkorn Kimbledon, were up at Lakeside Municipal. You had Kemper hosting one out at the Carroll National, and South Central Calhoun was down at Shenandoah. Let's run you through what happened, as we did have a team qualify for state. The Kemper Knights, though, hosted a meet out at the Carroll National. The Knights would finish up in fifth place. They kind of sat in that number two and number three spot for a lot of the day, but would end up in fifth place, shooting a 307. Central Lyon and Unity Christian and at Rock Valley all finished with 301s. All of those move on. Ridgeview shot a 305 to finish in fourth place. Hinton was in sixth with a 316. Forest City seventh with a 321. Emmitsburg eighth with a 327. And Estherville and Lincoln Central was ninth with a 329. Those were really five teams in that hunt the entire day, as you kept bouncing into the app that I was tracking. And Kemper was either two or three most of the time, but there was always about five teams within about three strokes of the lead. And again, Central Lyon, Unity Christian, and Rock Valley are the three teams that move on. Now, Kemper is moving on a couple of individuals. Jack Lynn shot a 72 on the day. He would finish up in fifth place to qualify for state. Jack shot a 35 on the front nine, 37 on the back nine, had two birdies and 12 pars. Braxton Venami also qualifying for a fourth straight year to the state tournament, also shot a 72. He would finish in sixth place. Braxton had a 37 on the front nine, 35 on the back nine with one birdie and 14 pars. Teddy Perkins added a 78 with a 42 on the front and a 36 on the back nine. He had one birdie and 10 pars. And Brenton Luffel-Holtz had an 85 on the day. He had a 44 on the front nine, 41 on the back nine. He had two birdies and four pars. The other two scores for Kemper, Garrett Babe and Colin Vintiger, both shot 90s on the day. Now, Trey Swanson of Rock Valley was your medalist. He took first place with a very strong 66 on the day. Kelly Clausen of Ridgeview would finish up as the second place finisher or runner-up, shooting a 68 on the day. So again, Jack Lenz and Braxton Venami from Kemper will both head to the state tournament as individuals for the state tournament coming up. Also in Class 2A, South Central Calhoun was at Shenandoah's golf course. The Titans would finish in eighth, shooting a 318 on the day. Clarinda advances as a team with a 306. They won it. MMCRU was second with a 310, and Shenandoah took third with a 311. Those three teams advance on. South Hamilton was fourth with a 312. Grandview Christian fifth with a 313. Roland Story sixth with a 315. Riverside was seventh with a 317, followed, of course, by South Central Calhoun with that 318th, and then Van Meter in ninth with a 335. Charlie Natras, though, of South Central Calhoun advancing to the state tournament as an individual. He finished in third place, shooting a 71 on the day, had a 35 on the front nine, 36 on the back nine. He ended the day with two birdies and 13 pars. Caleb Gaffney shot an 80 on the day, 37 on the front nine, 43 on the back nine with two birdies and eight pars. Noah Hendricks also shot an 80 for the Titans. He had a 38 on the front side, 42 on the back side with 10 pars. Hallis Steig would finish up with an 87, a 41 on the front nine, a 46 on the back nine with six pars. We move now to Class 1A. Coon Rapids Baird, along with Austin Rasmussen of Exagerkorn Kimbledon, were up at Lakeside Municipal Golf Course. Coon Rapids Baird, your district champion. They qualify for state as a team. So all six guys will head to the state tournament. They shot a 315 on the day, tying with Gladrick Reinbeck, but they won the scorecard, the fifth player scorecard, so they are your champion. So Coon Rapids Baird again, the district champion with a 315. Gladbrook Reinbeck second with a 315, followed by Earlham at 316. Those three do all qualify. AGWSR was fourth with a 321, followed by Don Bosco with a 326. BCLUW with a 332. BGM with a 338. North Mahaska was eighth with a 340, followed by North Lynn with a 341. Cam finished in 10th with a 345. Montezuma 11th with a 350. And Central City 12th with a 373. Jace Baker led the Crusaders. He finished in 8th place, shooting a 77 on the day, 35 on the front 9, 42 on the back 9, with 3 birdies and 9 pars. It was Gavin Heiderscheid, a 79, 38 on the front 9, 41 on the back 9. He had 1 eagle, one birdie and seven pars. Landon Spohr shot a 80 on there, 79, I should say, on the day, 39 on the front nine, 40 on the back nine with one birdie and 10 pars. It was Logan Kenyon with an 80. He had a 39 on the front side, went 41 on the back side with one birdie and nine pars. Now, Austin Rasmussen from Exarokan Kimbolton, he finished up with an 81 on the day, 40 on the front nine, 41 on the back nine, had one birdie and nine pars. Will Harris of Earlham was your medalist, shooting a 74 on the day. It was Blaine Vander Heiden of Earlham as the runner-up medalist, also shooting a 74. I do need to bounce back up to that South Central Calhoun meet. J.J. Martin of Shenandoah was your medalist. He shot a 67 on the day. It was Jace Fine of Clarinda as the runner-up medalist as he finished in second place, shooting a 70 on the day. Our other individual, Jackson Whitaker of Glidden Ralston, was scheduled to golf down at the Council Bluffs Country Club. That was postponed due to the weather. It has been rescheduled for Wednesday. If you missed any of the details, everything should be typed up down below. I'm Jeff Blankman reporting for the CB Sports Network.